101.3 WIBD AM 1470. It is 7:45, and we are joined this morning, as we are virtually every Wednesday morning, by Hannah from the West Bend Public Library. Good morning.
Good morning.
So here we are. It's middle of August, and kind of a transitional time, I'm thinking, at the library.
Usually is, yeah. We're kind of wrapping, winding down summer reading, I guess you could say. There is still the August reading program where kids can read a little bit more and get some sunburst tubing vouchers for the winter.
Oh, okay.
So we're thinking ahead a little bit here. It's more, school year is getting ready to start up. Hopefully fall shows up one of these days.
There we go. Yeah, so... We'll see. You've got an interesting program coming up this morning, actually.
We sure do. At 10 a.m., we've got every so often we have these, the Understanding Medicare session with Kathy Leitner. So Kathy will talk about making the most of your rights, your options, and entitlements. She'll teach you how to enroll in Medicare, what it does and does not cover, much more. And she'll be around to answer any questions you might have about Medicare. So come make the most of your transition into retirement, and we will serve refreshments. So if you need a little nibble at 10 a.m., stop by the library.
There we go. There we go. And then tomorrow afternoon, It's Lit, the Teen Book Club, is meeting.
It sure is lit. They meet once a month and talk about a book that the kids choose. So we get together at one meeting a year and kind of plan out all the books for the whole year, and it's a good time. You definitely want to stop by for that. They do tend to pick books off college reading lists, so it's a great way to prepare for life after high school without any of the pressure. So for August, we're discussing The Absolutely True Diary of a Part-Time Indian by Sherman Alexie. It's been a controversial one for many reasons, various reasons, kind of on all sides of the spectrum. But the book club is geared toward ages 13 to 18, and you don't have to sign up. You just drop in.
All right. Sounds good. And then on Friday afternoon, it is time to for the Friday matinee.
It is.
And the movie you're going to watch is one I just finished last night.
Oh. Yes, Friday at 1 o'clock, Avengers Infinity War. So we'll have a movie matinee showing the latest installment in the Marvel Cinematic Universe to hit the DVD. The Avengers have to battle Thanos, their most formidable foe yet. The film runs 2.5 hours and is rated PG-13, so it's a long one. But so much happens.
So much happens. And
much happens.
And then so much sets you up for the next movie.
I know. Every single time I go, I'm like, they're going to get at least $20 more out of me.
Yeah.
Well played.
I finished it. It took me 2 nights, but I finished last night. And I said earlier, just to make sure I'm not dusting anything. I just,
Yes, exactly. Just in case, out of respect.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So, so there's the inside joke for anybody who's seen the movie, I guess. And
and if you haven't seen the movie, stop by the library at 1 o'clock on Friday and figure out what we're talking about.
There we go. There we go. So we just finished the primary election yesterday, but we, of course, have the general election coming up in November, and you've got a program coming up on Monday to help folks out with registration.
Exactly. So Monday the 20th at 2 p.m., 2 p.m. to 4 p.m., you can drop by the library and just kind of check on your voter registration. You can bring a current form of identification, and we'll help you find out if you're registered and if your registration is up to date, so if you have to change anything. And you can do this all online. There's a website that's myvote.wi.gov. That's free through the state. So we'll be offering sessions to help you out with this throughout the summer and fall, with another window on Monday the 27th from 4 to 6. So if you can't make it this coming Monday, we'll be doing it again the Monday after.
Okay. Sounds good. We had a 36% turnout for the primary yesterday, which is very good.
That's unheard of.
Yeah. So, cool. But a lot of races of interest, I think, got people to polls. So
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
And, I just vote all the time because it's really easy for me. I vote at the library.
Oh, well, see, there you go. Okay. All right. Hey, coming up on Tuesday, another interesting program.
Yeah, from 1 to 4 p.m., we're having aluminum cookware industry stories. So you join the West Bend Library and the History Center of Washington County to record your history of the famous West Bend aluminum cookware. So we'll have the storytelling event. If you have a story you'd like to share about how the company influenced your life, you can get in touch with Patricia Lutz. Her phone number is 262-335-4678, and you have to register to be a storyteller. The storytellers have to register in advance, but you can just, I believe you can just come and watch without registering or anything like that. So this will take place in the adult reading area on the first floor of the library, and the program will be video recorded for public television and archival purposes. So it's a really important, cool part of local history, and I can't wait to see who's going to be a part of it.
I had an illegal West Bend aluminum electric skillet in my dorm room in college. Because they,
of all things.
Because you weren't supposed to have electric skillets were a no-no. You could have these hot pot things,
mm-hmm.
You know, where you could make your ramen noodles, because this was in the pre-microwave days, don't you know?
Oh, wow.
Way back in the Stone Age. You know, but I had an illegal West Bend electric skillet that I had to make sure was in the closet for the once a week or when the lady came through to bring clean sheets, just to make sure I didn't get busted for it. Contraband. Oh man!
Wow, living on the edge.
I tell you, I don't know what the possible penalty would have, you know, befallen me had they discovered the illegal electric skillet.
You could have just said, "Well, you know, sorry, officer, but it's a piece of history."
Yeah, see, they're a future piece of history.
Exactly.
So the teen book club is getting together this week. Next week, the preteen book club.
Yes, and it's one of my all-time favorite book clubs. At 4:30 on Tuesday the 14th, the preteen book club is just a great way to meet other kids who love to read. So we don't assign a book, you just drop by, and we talk a little bit about what we're reading lately and what books we love. And one of my favorite things is when folks step by and say, "Oh, I just finished the best book ever, and I have no idea what to read next," and we help you out. So it's kind of geared toward ages 10 to 12, but all ages are welcome. We do have some younger kids who stop by for that, and a couple of older ones as well. And no sign-up is necessary. So stop by, talk about great books, and get some recommendations.
All right. Sounds good. We should remind people that the annual supply drive continues.
It sure does. So if you're finding some great deals on back-to-school supplies and want to support the library, pick up a couple of extras and throw them in your cart and drop them off at the library. We go through things like glue sticks and markers and hand sanitizer, that kind of thing. There is a full list, full wish list, you might say, on our website. You can also pick one up at the library. And we're grateful for all the support that we get from the supply drive each August. It helps helps a lot with putting on programs and doing story time and that kind of thing. So,
all right. And if people want to find out more about the things we've talked about or other things going on at the West Bend Public Library, where can they go?
Well, they can physically come into the library if they want. They can also give us a call. The number is 262-335-5151, and we'll put you in touch with whoever can best answer your question. You can also check out our Facebook page, which is West Bend Community Memorial Library, or visit our website. It's west-bendlibrary.org.
All right, and if people do want to stop in at the library, the library hours are
Monday through Thursday, we're open 9 a.m. to 9 p.m., Fridays from 9 to 6, and Saturdays 9 to 1, and you definitely want to get that in by Saturday because we're closed on Sundays.
Oh, so. See, there you, because you need a day off.
Right. So. Everybody does once in a while.
Yes. So you need a day off so you can travel again. You've been on the You've done a bit of traveling this summer.
I get down to Iowa a lot. I get up north. I get down to Chicago, and sometimes over to the Twin Cities even.
Yeah.
I like a good road trip.
Yeah, there you go. So I'm looking forward to Deadpool 2, which I have not seen, which comes out on DVD next week.
It sure does, and it's kind of a controversial opinion, but I think it's better than the first one.
Yeah, and I've heard that from people. I have heard that from people. So, hey, there was a we missed talking about this when I was in the hospital, but I happened to catch on BBC the Lost Doctor Who episode, Shada. Did you happen to catch that?
I saw that it happened. Usually during the summer I'm just so busy.
Yeah, and I'm
running around like a chicken with my head cut off. So I have a whole list of things to catch up on now that summer is over, or mostly over, and that's on the list.
I fell asleep, so I need to watch the ending. But it was, for people who don't know, part of the reason that makes it interesting, at least to me, is that it was written by Douglas Adams, who wrote the absolutely awesome Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy series, but actually started as a staff writer for Doctor Who. So
that he did.
So that makes it interesting. And have you seen a start date for when we'll see the new episodes?
Ooh, not that I've seen, but again, I've kind of been out of the loop a little bit. I'll have to check on that.
I think it's later this fall where we'll see the first female doctor, the first woman doctor. So
yeah, it usually is later in the fall that we see the new doctor at all.
Right.
But I'm very excited for this one.
So yeah, so we'll see what happens. And I haven't seen it. I actually follow David Tennant on Twitter, and he hasn't mentioned it, but he has some really wild stuff because he does a lot of voice work now.
Yes.
For Disney and other people. He's a duck in something. Whatever the current.
Yeah, he's having a good time, it seems like.
Yeah, whatever the current version of DuckTales is, I think that's what he's in. So, but and it'd be in it. Be an interesting job to be an animated a voice for an animated character, wouldn't it?
Yeah, there's a great documentary called I Think I Know That Voice.
Okay.
And it focuses on a couple of different voice actors who you know their voice. You are absolutely familiar with their work. You might have no idea what they look like.
But
just kind of talking about working in that regard and being famous but not getting recognized on the streets and that kind of thing.
Sure, so sure.
It's an interesting little documentary. It was on Netflix for a while. I don't know if it still is, but
okay.
You could probably check the local library. I bet they might be able to help you out.
There you go. There you go. All right. Well, hey, have a great Wednesday, and we will chat next week.
Well, thanks. You as well. Take care.
All right, thanks. That's Hannah from the West Bend Public Library, our regular weekly community conversation about things going on at the library and pop culture in general, I think, is kind of where we usually drift away to. So let's see. I'll tell you what. Yeah, I'm in kind of that mood. We'll take a little trip down the Mississippi before we get to national, state, and local news with election results coming up at 8 o'clock. Here's Johnny Horton, 101.3 WIBD, AM 1470.